Leadership drives innovation. At the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center, innovation is led by our Industry Advisory Committee. This group of individuals counsels, decides, and takes action to ensure we accomplish our mission. These are the Food Files. Let's step behind the scenes with Chairman of the Board, Mr. Ed Clements.
I'm Ed Clements, President of Clements Foods Company in Oklahoma City. We're a food manufacturer, family-owned, in our third generation, having a fourth generation now beginning to work here. It's a real cliche for somebody to say their father is their role model, but in my case, it's absolutely true. Both, he couldn't have been a better father. He still is. He's 93 years old. He certainly taught us the value of doing things right in the business, of taking care of details, of watching the small things, of taking care of customers, of delivering value to customers. And as a father, he just couldn't have been better to his family, more supportive, making sure all three of his sons were well-educated and raised right with a good moral compass. Clements Foods Company, primarily a manufacturer of condiment-type products, jams, jellies, preserves, mayonnaise, salad dressing, barbecue sauce, peanut butter. Most of our work is private label, both in the United States and internationally, and we do have a couple of brands of our own that have a nice following here in Oklahoma as well. I've been on the board now really for several terms. Technically, I'm appointed by the governor. The Industry Advisory Board at the FAPC is made up of a variety of different business sizes and business backgrounds. There's some that are very small, there's some that are very, very large. We fall somewhere in the middle, bigger than some, smaller than some. The FAPC has been invaluable in helping create economic opportunities. They've helped small companies take nothing more than an idea and develop it into a viable business plan. They've helped medium and large companies meet the challenges they've had to meet. It's just a tremendous tool for economic development that very few states have something. I can't think of really any that have something that exactly matches the model of the FAPC at Oklahoma State. Being family owned is important in terms of the long-term perspective we bring versus some that maybe are held now by larger entities. So, and being at a size where we have some in-house knowledge allows us to bring some of our experience and some of our firsthand things we've learned to the board, and at the same time, some of the very, very small companies, we know where their gaps are. They come and present with their challenges. So when you put that all together, the wide variety of business sizes and backgrounds, I think really helps the FAPC define its mission and define the services that they need to be offering to the businesses they support, which in turn supports agriculture and jobs within our state. If somebody hasn't visited the center to see firsthand the wide variety of activities that go on within that building, they should, whether in areas of animal research or animal harvesting or the technical aspects of food and development or microbiology or even some of the more basic research in taking agricultural products or even in some cases agricultural byproducts and trying to find ways to add value to those. There's a lot of activity at the FAPC far beyond just the average academic building on campus. So if somebody hasn't had a chance to take a tour, they certainly should, and they might find that there's way more to the food and agricultural industry in our state than they ever dreamed in terms of a career opportunity. So one thing I say about FAPC every chance I get is it really is a hidden gem within Oklahoma.
The mission of FAPC is to discover, develop, and deliver value to the food industry. We are grateful for the leadership of individuals like Ed Clements for making that possible. For more information about FAPC or the Industry Advisory Committee, visit fapc.biz.